You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain. It's actually free. There's a creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor then distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can actually make money from your podcast with no or minimum listenership. So give it a try. Not only are we dealing with the COVID-19 crisis, we're now dealing with turmoil in our country. Because another unarmed black man was murdered by a police officer. We tend to reach out to other people and attempt to have conversations and express our feelings, and this is where wires and signals are missed. And it's one of the reasons for why the tangle of confusion starts to happen. Maybe our attempt to have this conversation was at the wrong time. We tried to make ourselves heard, but the person on the other hand may have had something else going on at the moment. Perhaps they were distracted or multitasking, or maybe we were the one multitasking. Maybe there was stress. See, a stress reaction changes how we respond to others. Did you think you heard a negative tone, or was someone short-tempered, or did they seem confused or irritated? Well, what about you when you were attempting to have the conversation? Were you hungry or tired or overwhelmed or frustrated because perhaps you were watching TV for the past 3 hours? There can be many reasons why the signals get mixed up along the way and in our communication with other people. But did you ever consider that you have a choice in how you react to others? So here's something to think about. Our moments of conflict with others can either divide us further apart or bring us closer to understanding. It all depends on how we handle the situation. Do you open your mind to others? Do you give them a chance to speak? And do you listen with open ears, open mind, and open heart? Do others with whom you relate offer you the same? Much of how we get along with others is determined by our own willingness to listen and to hear what others are really saying, to understand and to be understood, even in moments where we feel misunderstood. There lies an opportunity for connection. Suppose you engage in a verbal disagreement with a friend or family member. What he or she said and the way he or she said it angered or upset you. Perhaps some harsh words were spoken, and you parted ways with a bad feeling. Does this mean it's over? Of course not. There's always a chance to reach understanding. How to make a connection from a disagreement. Take a breather. Maybe now is not the right time for a discussion. There will be a better time, perhaps later, when temperatures have cooled. Ask questions. Listen and try to have empathy for the other person. Speak your piece and try to express your point of view without demeaning or insulting the other person. Expect this in return from them. So I'm going to leave you with a tip. Agree to disagree. You won't always see things eye to eye with everyone. That's okay. At the end of the day, maybe you at least know where they're coming from, and vice versa. The next time there is a conflict, maybe you will approach a bit differently, knowing what you know. Maybe next time, you two can work for a compromise. In the end, you had an exchange of ideas and each saw from the other's perspective. That's connection. And connection makes us feel good. Like we are all in this together. And right now, we have to be all in this together. Stay safe and be well.